Today's daf is daf Tet Vav, and we'll be discussing the Mishnah and last year was the first part of the Mishnah, and we're beginning now is actually the second part of the Mishnah. We'll see in a moment where someone made a shvuah, and the discussion was whether it encompasses things that are asur or not, whether it would apply to it. Can you use a kollel? We saw the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Reish Lakish. We're not going to go over that now. However, towards the end of the Mishnah, however, we said if someone says konam ishti nehenet li, says my wife is not going to hear from me if machalti, if I eat today, if I ate today, in that situation everyone agrees that shachal nevelot. Then everyone would agree that what he's doing, that eating, is considered that's considered eating, even if it's non-kosher. Question with a shvuah challah, that's different, but this is now acting as a tnai to engage a neder. Then that would be considered eating. So what the Mishnah is saying now is that because of that, the scope is far broader. Let's have a look. Now it says lo sof davar stam afilu el afilu ploni, meaning it's not enough. Not just if he says if I achalti, that I didn't eat today, even if he made reference to like meat or steak or something instead of davar chashuv, still would encompass things that are non-kosher. Okay, or lo sof davar kolel el afilu puret, not even if he specifies. Well, it's interesting. I saw an article. There's actually different girsa. If it's poret, Dafka says if I didn't eat trefa, clearly that's poret. But even if it's kolel food, it will still include it. Okay. Here, I'm going to keep the girsa we have in front of us, which is like the Korban Eda. It says lav dafka if he says ishtanenet li, if he will eat future nevela, even if he says in the past shofar achalti ayom. And it's found to be, oh, he happened to eat nevela and trefot, it would still be asura. So we're far more broad in our definition, or we include eating nevela trefot is considered eating when it comes to it acting as a engaging a tnai for a type of neder. Let's continue. Lo sof davar b'Rabbi Akiva el afilu rabbanan, meaning not just Rabbi Akiva who says el afilu pachot mikashir, sorry, is asur. So I'll show you here. Achi pirushol lo tei b'davka Rabbi Kiva. Don't say this Rabbi Kiva davar shvuah aser atzmo b'chol shehu. Even a kol shehu is asur da'az linan batal lashon b'nei adam. Because you go by lashon b'nei adam in that situation to kol shehu havechila. Therefore, our definition of achila is not halachic anymore. It is specifically what other person might be implying. That's why you say it might include achila nevela trefot, because that's considered lashon b'nei adam. That's considered eating it, if it's not kosher. Avalarabana, maybe not. Even the Rabbana would consider this eating to engage in this or to activate the Tanai. Let's continue. And then it says, afar. Not just if he ate nevel and trefot, even if he simply ate afar, which is dust, dirt, that would also be considered activating a Tanai. Why is that? Because Ilah means it's some sort of pretext or some sort of excuse, if you like. In other words, right, the commander says, he was trying to find a grounds, a means of just divorcing his wife. That's why if you, so the man's making such a neder, he says, if I ate anything today, he's really trying to find excuses to, that's a term, that's a way of saying it, to find excuses to divorce his wife, and therefore it becomes any achila, even if it's eating afar. Even if it's eating like dirt, that would also be activated at night to make her ask her to get any benefit, and then it would have to divorce her. Okay, let's continue. So explain what Tavim Shalacharim is in a moment, but whether the Shu applies to him or other people. Now, have to be careful what it means applies to other people. That's why I said we'll see in a moment. Whether it's something of substance or whether it's not. We'll see in a moment that it means has no substance, means there's no hana whatsoever. We'll see the example. So, Ketzad. Amar shvua sheten ish ploni, v'shelo eten, if he says, o shnatei shelo natati, that's what it means, the gabei achirim. So, if he says, I'm making sure that I'll give so and so an object, or I will not give so and so an object, or that I gave or I did not give, that would apply. That's what it means, varim shel achirim, not just varim shel atzmo. So, it can involve other people to be part of the shvua. She ishan v'shlo ishan, she ashanti v'lo ashanti. That is whether I slept or didn't sleep. That is literally has no. That's in by mamash, meaning it's just an action, not regarding an object. She has rocked tsro le'yam, and that's something another in by mamash, meaning has no hana. So that's what the Korban Eda actually said. Didn't mention, but didn't read it. That he says there's two implications what in by mamash is. If you remember, when it comes to nedarim, nedarim only apply to objects, not to actions. So ima mamash means it can apply to actions. So yashanti, lo yashanti, yoshen, lo yoshen. And also something that has no benefit, like hana whatsoever, like I'll throw a stone in the ocean, or I did or didn't, or will or will not. Now, Rabbi Shmuel says, Omer, einu chayv ela al atid lavo. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that the chiyuv is only of a shvua is going forward. Shish ne'mar, the pasuk is le'arau la'atid. Now, it's onefesh ki tshashava levateh bisvatayim. So it makes a shvua, articulated with his mouth. Le'arau to do good or to, like to do bad or to good, to beneficial or not beneficial. L'chol ha'sheivateh adam, anything he might articulate, atah bishvua v'ne'elam imenu forgets, v'hu yada v'hashem, he discovers it, then he has to bring this korban as we discussed. Now, so he understands all those expressions, la'ara or la'ativ, is going forward. So this chiyuv of korban for shvuah is only regarding what I will do or I won't do, not what I did do, what I didn't do. However, Amar Rabbi Akiva, and we've seen this, by the way, we saw this debate all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta. However, Amar Rabbi Akiva says, im ken ein li ela dvarim sheyesh behem hara v'hatava. If that's the case, only things that are beneficial or detrimental. What about things she'ein b'hem hara'at tova minayin? But you agree that, as we said in the Mishnah, if someone says, I will throw a stone in the ocean, or I will not, or won't throw a stone in the ocean, that's something that has no benefit, if not beneficial, or detrimental. But you agree that's a shvua. So if you're saying, look at the pasuk, la'ara la'ativ is very, restricts the scope, there's only things that are beneficial or not, or detrimental. So where do you see these other things that are, let's call it parav? So Amar lo miribua katu. What's miribua katu? Because the pasuk says after lochol asher yivatel, anything you might articulate. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, if that's the case, Amar lo imribui for doing marabe akatuv lekach ribua katuv imri. Sorry, imribua katuv lekach ribua lekach. If already including it, expanding the scope, then you should agree with me, Rabbi Akiva, saying that it can include also shvuah going into the past. Okay, that's a mishnah. That's a debate. Okay, let's continue. Now let's on the Gemara. Rabba says b'shem. B'shem Shmuel, ploni mana. Let's say imam someone says shvua that like, this is Reuven speaking. He said Shimon gave Levi a certain amount of money. That's a shvua, he says, or gave him an object. Now, but in our Mishnah, just be careful. We said you can involve other people in your shvua, meaning I will give to so and so. It's me. I'm going to give, or I will not give, or I did give, I didn't give. He is talking about two other parties. He's a bystander in this. He says that so and so gave so and so something. Okay, nimtza shelo natan. If it was false what he said, since this is not a shvuah, you can say going forward. It is not a shvuah to say going back. Because if you remember, we're talking the base shvuah is la'ara latif. So therefore, and we're learning from a ribuy according to Rabbi Kiva, also shvuah regarding the past. So importantly, what we're saying now is that I have no control in the situation to fulfill a shvuah that two other parties will engage with one another. That again, Reuven doesn't have the capacity to make a shvuah that Shimon will give Levi something or other, and therefore, since a shvuah can't take hold going in that context going forward, then the shvuah will not apply going backwards. You wouldn't be chayav a shvuah. Meaning, if it says that Reuven said, for example, Shimon gave Levi something. So in other words, there has to be some sort of, let's call it, some sort of symmetry. It's necessary for symmetry within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That's what we're saying so far. Okay? So again, a shvuah regarding the past about an engagement with two other people, it's not a shvuah that you'd be chayav a korban for. You wouldn't be, it's not a, in other words, like a shvuah pitui, because that's not something you can project forward with, that, you know, so-and-so will give so-and-so something. Okay, let's continue. Hey, dear Rabbi Yossi, what are you talking about? But once again, what about tefillin? Tefillin is something, and we learned that ein lavo b'yesh lavar. So just to explain, Korban says, "Hare ein b'hem lahava she'im nishpav." Some make the shvuah shelo aniach tefillin. Someone says, "I'm making shvuah not to put on tefillin." Ein chayim mishum shvuah. He's not chayim mishum shvuah bitui. Why? She'im nishpav lavor al mitzvah. Because we explained gilat the kama mikra. We'll learn later on from sukkim anyway, but we've kind of seen this in the past that you can't make a shvuah to go against the mitzvah. So, but nonetheless, yesh b'hem la'shavar. Just none. We'll learn in the mission as well. We'll get to this soon. Lo inachti tefillin. If he says, I didn't put on tefillin today, and he said, and someone says, mishpiach ani, he says, do you swear? And he says, yes, I do. V'amar amen, hikmichayim, and such a shvuah. So we see that there's an asymmetry in the case of tefillin. So what's the big kasha to say that maybe there's an asymmetry here regarding to other people? Okay. So Amar lo, no. Tefillin mimakom acher ba'u. Now, there's two ways you can explain mimakom acher ba'u. I'll explain according to the Korbaner, then I want to show you the Ribbaz. Well, there might be more ways, but these are the two I want to present. He says, he says here. Yes, he said, Harit tefillin ain't by him. One second. Amar lo tefillin mimakom acher, kolomar lo ba'inon le'sha'avar dome la'aba. You don't need it in that situation. Right, yatzad davar isur, because, and the way you understand that is through the continuation, because la rav lativ ma hatavar, just doing something good is a reshut, not mitzvah. Afara is also reshut. Yatzad davar shu shel isur davar shel heter. Those things that you're forbidden to do or you're obligated to do. So that's how we're mema'at mitzvah. So what is the result of being mema'at mitzvah? Says, here's what part I want to show you. The Qur'an says, Sha'at Torah asra b'lasot, or davar sha'at Torah chayavah, lasot. Dekra, since this pasuk is lo kai a mitzvot, the la'ra lativ is not related to mitzvot. Hava kilu ein kan lahaba. Therefore, it's as if it doesn't, the lahaba isn't a mitzvot. V'chayav, therefore, you can be chayav l'sha'avah l'chud. So it seems to be the way the Qur'an is saying is as follows. Normally, there has to be a symmetry between, if I can't make the shvuah going forward, it doesn't apply going to the past. If I can't make a shvuah going forward that so and so will give so and so an object, it's not my capacity to do so. So therefore, I can't make a shvuah that so and so gave so and so an object. Okay. What about tefillin? It doesn't seem to need symmetry. You can't make a shvuah that I won't put on tefillin. Yes. Yet if someone makes a shvuah going past whether they put on tefillin or not, the shvuah holds. I've got a Mefurash Mishnah. And the way the Qur'an explains it seems to be is that since la'ra lativ, the pasuk says la'ra lativ doesn't apply to mitzvot, it's only davar reshut. Therefore, it's not in the, if you like, the package of lahaba, and therefore you don't need the symmetry anymore. That's what it sounds like. But then it's not. I think what's unclear then, according to that Peirush, is then how do you even know that it applies lahaba then? But maybe just maybe from the Ribui, I'm not sure. But I'll show you anyway the Ribbaz. He says, this is in the middle of Dvira Matchil Tefillin, he says, Masha ain't ketchaloin yach tefillin, have a shaper biado. Meaning, I'll read the whole thing. It says, Tefillin memakom acher, ba la rao la tiv ma tava reshut, yatsa davar shel isu wa davar shel mitzvah. Okay. V'chein girsa b'mesech nedadarim, b'yerushalmi, rotzim davke davar she'en no berushut tol v'ein biado b'fo al have davar she'en biado ala ba. Only things that is physically not in your capacity to, in or within your control going forward, that's what we negate going back. Like making a shvuah that Reuven will give Shimon, or Shimon will give Levi such an object. It's not, you can't compel any of the parties in this. However, kagon shi'tempo nilponi chashuv davar she'en biado. Ma she'en ken shelo laniach tefillin. Not putting on tefillin, have a shapir biado. Someone can choose not to put on tefillin. Many people don't put on tefillin, unfortunately. It's in his capacity. Ach what? It's just a gzerata katuf, if you like. You can't make a shvur regarding that, but it's not that something is physically out of your control. Mishum, in other words, what we're learning is not whether a shvur applies going, in other words, for a shvur to apply in the past, it must apply going forward. No. You can have that break. That's what the symmetry require. The symmetry required is someone has the capacity to make a shvuah going forward, like the tonight, meaning I will give so and so will give so and so. It's completely out of control. But I will put, like, I won't put on tefillin. I will put on tefillin. It's something completely in my control, even though shvuah doesn't apply. Now that's because in my control, it can go into the past. That's the way, because it's something devar acher, if you like, that's stopping. Well, that's why the Ribbaz explains the difference between tefillin and, if you like, these two different people. Like, make shvuah about regarding to other people. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue now. L'chol asher, I think it's we're up to. Ma'at reshut, yeah, fine. L'chol asher, this is again a pasuk. That's l'rabot ha'gomer b'lev. Now, you've got prat l'katan here. The Girsa chain Korbaneta says is prat l'gomer b'lev. Gomer b'lev means that he made a decision in his heart, even if it wasn't in sync with what he articulated. So the way the Qur'an says, for Kugon shegamar bilibo, he wanted to say pat chitin, meaning wheat bread, shvuah that if he will or won't eat wheat bread, and he just happened to say bread. Nonetheless, a shvuah will apply to what's gomer bilibo, what he has in heart, it would only apply to wheat. Bread, that is. Adam b'shvuah, again, this is a pasuk, because it says, interestingly, it says, Adam bishvua, right? So Adam bishvua means pradal ones. He has to be Adam. He has to be someone who's doing it of consciously, not forced to do so. Ve'ne'elam mimeno, that's pratlamezid. That's when the shvua is. That's when the korban is having a korban, when he forgot about the shvua. Now the question is, ne'elam, it says, ne'elam mimeno what? Isn't a man shvua, meaning and he ended up eating the, say, the object he said he wasn't going to eat, this case of bread. Is it at the time ne'elam mimeno, he forgot the shvua? Or ne'elam mimeno, or maybe he still remembers the shvua, but he forgot he ne'elam mimeno, meaning he thought he was going to be eating barley bread and he ends up eating wheat. Would he bring a korban in that case as well? Or maybe it's both. So tamlo b'shvua v'ne'elam mimeno. Al helem shvua chayav v'enochayim chefetz. Because the pasuk says b'shvua v'ne'elam, dafka the shvua is what is being ne'elam and not the object. That's when you're chayav to bring this korban. So the Gemara says v'tena helem chefetz al helem shvua v'yechayav. So the question, the way the korban is explaining is as follows. He says kolomar milana ne'enu haydi no helem chefetz. Nomar ilav kra. I would think that the reason why you have to say shvua v'ne'elam sachat ha'inu chayav, you might think you're only chayav al helem shneim, that you have to forget the chefetz and the shvua. Kamashmala, maybe that what the pasuk's teaching us is alechad mineu chayiv, they chayiv only for one of them. V'lo'olam, so v'afilu kamashmala. Sorry, only for God. Kamashmala, even one of them ne'elam ki ika helem chefetz nami chayiv, and therefore even if you just fought the chefetz, you'd also be chayiv. So again, what the Gemara's question is as follows: when it says b'shvua ne'elam, you're saying that it's saying to say dafka shvua ne'elam and not chefetz, but the Gemara is saying, well, it could imply both. The reason why the Torah is saying shvua ne'elam imenu, because you might think you have to forget both the chefetz and the shvua, and maybe the comes from another pasuk is one, forgetting one or the other is sufficient to mechayev a korban. As it says, v'ten el mechefetz alem shvua v'yechayav. So the Gemara says, v'ein b'nei helem tuma al helem mikdash v'yechayev shtayim. So I'm reading like the korbanet. He says, this is like b'tmiyah. He says, b'tmiyah v'chi ein lechalek ben hach dichtiv v'kra lahach delo. Do not differentiate that which is explicitly stated and that which is not. Ha'agabar korban tumuna comes a korban tumah the mikdash shamina perikle el alam tumu chayev enem halam mikdash. If you remember, we saw the distinction within tumat mikdash v'kadashav. Yes, we're returning to that. That is chayev on helam mik his helam tumah and not chayev on helam mikdash, meaning he forgot he was tameh in that period of forgetfulness b'chayev b'shvuah. But it's not chayiv, it's helamikdash. Upatu lagamri. So even though the two things mentioned, there's grounds for distinction, as we saw previously. V'ramin yechayiv shtayim. We don't say yechayiv shtayim. Kiva dichtiv ne'elam v'utameh. Ne'elam v'utameh is that which is specifically mentioned. Ne'elam v'utameh means only forgot that it was tameh, but not forgot that what is entering was entering the was in the space of mikdash. So the Gemara says, well, okay, fine, that's a Rabbi Akiva. However, my kash is according to Rabbi Shmuel. Damar chayv al helem tumah v'al helem mikdash. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're chayv for both. That was the other debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel says, where do you forget your tumah? Or where do you forget your what you're entering is also in terms of basic mikdash? You remember your tamer, you're chayv in both situations. Despite the fact it says v'ne'elam v'hu tamer, regarding one of the things. So to hear, despite the fact it says v'shvuah v'ne'elam, maybe also helem chafetz as well, you'd be chayv. So the Gemara says, no, taman k'tiv v'ne'elam minu v'nami menu. Where does Rabbi Shmuel learn both helem? That's from a superfluous or the double expression of ne'elam minu v'nami menu, shtei pamim. V'hacha, we've only got lem echad, there's only one ne'elam minu. So you can't be merabe the other type of forgetfulness. Meaning, helem chefetz, you can only understand that the pasuk's referring to that which it states, which is Bishvua v'ne'elam, specifically helem shvua. He forgot about the shvua when he ended up violating the shvua. Okay. Now Gemara says, Yecholed shma la'ara la'acharim yechayav. Now, what if someone wants to do something that's detrimental to somebody else? Would you be chayav in that situation? Now, if you remember, in our Mishnah, says you can have dvarim shel achirim. Clearly, you can have achirim that I gave to Pliny, I didn't give to Pliny. That's what it sounds like. But what if something that's detrimental to somebody else? So, is it possible to be chayev? Tamalom ala ra'a lativ. Ma tavarashut af hara'a rashut. Just as hatava is something that is optional, you can choose to do so, or not so to hara. Or tzi, that would exclude nishpa la ra'a lachirim if you decide to do, like, I'm not going to give so-and-so any food. Shia patu, because that situation you cannot do that. Patuwai. For example, let's say you didn't want, he makes a shvuah that he didn't want to give his food. Let's say this person, he sees him absolutely great, like ill, and he's fainting and things like that. He's chayv to give him. So therefore, since you can't make a shvuah lehara to the detriment of somebody else because you're the chiyuv min haTorah to help this individual. So therefore, that's what we learn from the pasuk, that such a shvuah wouldn't stick. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara wants to address, and we'll only just touch on this because it'll take us well into tomorrow's daf. But where does Rabbi Shmuel understand? What's his re sorry, he's not here, boy. Where does Rabbi Shmuel understand that Lara Lativ begins only going forward, and there is some of re extra ribui of those things that are, as we said, parav, like throwing a stone into the ocean. That's also considered shvuah. Where does he? How does he understand we broaden it, but we don't broaden it all the way to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that can also go to the shvuah regarding the past? So let's just begin. It says, "O nefesh ki tishavah levadeus." Someone makes a nefesh, like person makes a shvuah. That's a klal. That's a type of shvuah. Lara lativ, meaning whether it's positive or negative. So what you have is that's a prat. So you've got a klal prat, ain the klal elamashu prat. So a klal, a general rule followed by specifics. You only learn the halacha applies to that which is specified. Okay. But the problem is, halo ain prat ela dvarim sheyesh behem arava tava. But the only problem with that is, that's only positive and negative. But we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yishmael also holds those things that are, what we said, parav, like throwing a stone into the ocean, which is neither positive or negative. We'll stop here because that's really the turn of the daf. So again, we're going to have to keep probing and understanding where Rabbi Yishmael sort of expands the scope more than relative, but not all the way to including things in the past. So we're really trying to probe these two the opinions of Peter Rishmael and also Rabbi Kiv. Okay, Seder, call to have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.